Good morning. Good morning, folks. Hey, today's date is September 24th, 2023, or old 23 as we call it. Do we really call it that? Nope, probably not. Anyways, you're listening to Republic of Texas Radio, and I've got my co-host, Alan Crutcher, on the line as well. And, oh, man, got to apologize again. I've been getting this horse throat. I don't know. It's a little bit of both. Been treating it with the old usual suspects. It should go away. But we're at a part where it could be just like allergies. We've got some stuff called green growing around here. We got a little bit of water about a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago. And now I think some stuff is flowering and kind of annoying. Annoying me. Alan, are you there?
Isn't it about juniper season again when you can drive through the creek valleys here and it looks like yellow fog going all over the place? Yeah. They call it cedar fever when you get that.
Yeah, I always find it's funny. I do wash my van every once in a while. It's a little bit different than your truck, right? You know, Alan washed his truck. I don't remember Alan ever washing his truck. One time he loaned his truck out, and his neighbor washed it, and then he just went off on him. You know? But I wash my van, and then I get this yellow stuff come all over my van. I go, oh, crap, don't wash your van, Steve. Yeah, I remember all that. That's kind of crazy.
Well, the stuff adhered to the surface of my truck is one of the things that's helping hold it together, Steve.
I know, it's a bonding agent.
Sometimes cleanliness can be a bad thing.
Okay. Well, Sam says we sound fine. To me, I can just hear my voice. But anyways, I've also been up since 1 o'clock in the morning. My life has kind of been hectic all this September, and I'm waiting for September to be gone so I can find some kind of normalcy in the world. But maybe that'll never happen because the world is not normal. Right. You know, it was normal when I was a kid. And, 1 o'clock, I started reading some news. Right. Well, I tried to go back to bed. Right. You wake up. Time to go back to bed. Didn't work. So go to the news sites. There you go. I found All News Pipeline. Right. You know, most of it's just the usual stuff. Right. Oh, Hunter Biden. Oh, Trump. And you're like, oh, crap. More of this stuff. Really? What's important? And I kind of pick and choose what's important to me. And sometimes I miss it. But this was kind of important because it has to do with perceptions. And the way we perceived the world when we were kids or younger, and how everything has changed a little bit as we get older.
A little bit.
So this is a song that was written about by one of the authors over at the All News Pipeline. And, Sam, if you got that first clip, why don't you hit it? You guys will remember who sings this. It's pretty memorable.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people to kill or die for, no religion to. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You
do the rest of that. But man, Alan, I really loved that song when I was a kid, and I really never really paid attention to the full context of all the words and how they're put together. I'm used to mind control coming through music. But oh my God, All News Pipeline sits there and talks about this, and they're totally right that this is a mind control thing, right? It's a great song for global government. One world order, new world order, whatever you want to call them. Damn, give me back my brain. I just want,
That song brings up memories to me, Steve, also, you know, because it basically was, you know, it's like we need to be one. We need to all come together, you know, instead of, you know, having our separate societies and our different colors, races, whatever you want to call it, you know, we all just need to be this amorphous mass. Kind of brings up to me, you remember, I'd love to buy the world a Coke and keep it company. And there was people holding hands all across the planet, you know, and everyone was drinking a Coke, but we were all becoming one. You know, the mind control has been very subtle and, seemingly innocuous, but, it does root deeply into your psyche. Just like, you know, that song, the melody, you know, Mr. Yoko Ono, you know, was a great talent.
Yeah, that was the time of Yoko, right? Are you saying that Yoko was a guy? Or are you saying that, John Lennon was his bitch?
I believe
bitch.
His life was, from everything I can see, his life was pretty much taken over and run and ruled by her after a certain point. But
let's say
I wasn't on the inside. No, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I've read a lot of stuff or heard a lot of stuff about the Beatles, and it's kind of crazy. They were definitely, I don't know if they were definitely, a lot of people point to they were definitely some kind of a psyop, right? The British invasion, how they came through as, you know, fresh cut kids, you know, look at that, they're wearing suits, I want to hold your hand, whatever.
I would say Tavistock was probably involved somehow in that whole process, but yeah.
But I imagine this song, right? It goes through and it dishes on religion, right? You know, okay. So, there's a lot of religious fights going on. The Muslims fight the Christians. The Christians fight the Muslims. The Hindus fight the Muslims, right? You know, Christians fight the Christians, right? Who does the Satanists fight? Just everybody, right? I don't know. It's kind of crazy. They just want to kill
everybody. How about South America and Africa and the Catholic invasion?
Those wars are over.
They disrupted and changed whole societies that had been there since time immemorial. And it's like, nope, you're heathens. We're going to kill you if you don't believe in Jesus.
where did I sign up to be a heathen, right, in your book? Right, you know, I remember the first time somebody called me a heathen. Right? I'm like, what the hell? You're calling me a heathen? You're at my house. Well, I invited you over. You're a friend, I thought. And you're saying, well, you're a heathen. I'm going, what the hell? But okay, I get it. His book called me a heathen, and he decided that he was going to use it. And so we attack people with our religion. So I do get that from this song Imagine, right? But then we go on when we do that. Imagine there's no countries. It would be interesting, and I could imagine where there's no countries, but we have to have agreed upon areas, well, neighborhoods, right? And
there
it could be extended
things,
neighborhoods,
you know, like the Brotherhood of Man. Yeah, I agree with that. We should all get along as well as we can, but you live your life, I'll live my life. You're in Africa, I'm in America, in Texas, or Arkansas, or wherever. It's like, yeah, live your life the way you want to. Yeah, we should not attack and kill each other simply because we have some differences.
Yeah, definitely. And he says, well, that he's a dreamer. And yeah, I get it, man, and I'm sorry.
Which has
that
a whole
John
different
Lennon
connotation in today's world also.
Yeah.
That one kind of stuck with me. He said, you might call me a dreamer. And I'm like, what, are you Mexican?
Oh, God, I didn't even go political on that one. But yeah, okay. He was British, right? But they don't allow British people into the corporate United States of America. You have to be from some other third world country, I guess, to get in illegally.
Like South Africa or somewhere like that.
Anything. Yeah. One of my friends in town, she married a guy from, Denmark. Right. And well, he was over on a visa and they got married. And so now they're married and he's back in Denmark because he couldn't get his visa extended and ended up applying for citizenship. And they say it's going to take about 3 to 4 years. Damn, man, he should have flown back and come up through the South. Right. You know, I mean, what are you guys doing? The legal way, the illegal way, they even get money. Right. So what do you do? You just say, Denmark, oh, I don't like it. I'm politically, whatever. They don't even have to say anything that I know of. But, you know, that is a perfect song, imagine, for global governance. Is that a bad word? Governance? Could be. Some people would. And then this one, imagine no possessions. Have we been hearing that lately? I have, right? You know, it's like the whole, well, there need not be ownership of a coffee pot, right? All you have to do is go to gov.org and say, I want a coffee pot, and it shows up at your door with your electric driverless car, and there's my coffee pot for an hour, or a drone drops it. Here you go. You make your coffee. You say, hey, go back to wherever the coffee pots go because I'm done with it for today. Tomorrow I probably won't need it, and I don't need to store it in my tiny home. So it's like, but what about, what about shoes? See, I guess I can imagine this, John Lennon. I definitely can't imagine this. What about shoes? What if I had some shoes and I wore my shoes? And they fit me right because they broke in, and then they got just perfect for my...
Did you make them yourself, or did they come from Indonesia or China?
See, that's another thing. If I can't make anything, can I still make stuff in this imaginary world? You know, but if I had these shoes and somebody said, those are neat shoes...
But they're not government-approved footwear.
Well, the government might have given them to me, right, or loaned them to me or rented them to me or whatever, because in the future world, the New World Order world, shoes will arrive at your door just on time, right? You go,
order them because they're reading your brainwaves and they know you're thinking about buying a new pair of shoes, so before you even order them, they'll show up at your front doorstep.
Right. All it is a little ding, and you look outside. Wow, I was just thinking about shoes. Yes, sir, our AI has already gotten you shoes. But it's scary, you know, at where they want to go and where they are.
Might as well be in a bubble of green goop with hoses and electrodes attached to you, Steve.
Yep. I'd say, how do you know
living a virtual reality world. Living in MySpace, or what the hell was the name of that virtual thing? And that's ancient. I remember Steve talking to me about this, about these people that lived in, like, MySpace or MyPlace or something like that, where you live in this alternate world, and you have a job, and you get
Second
money.
Life.
And you
Second
have
Life.
Sex. Second Life, yeah, okay.
Second Life was one of the first VR communities. And so you had a little... You could run it on small old... computers, right? You know, this, I think it started in the late 90s, and you walked around with your keyboard and you gave it money, and inside there you can design a handbag and you could set up a shop and sell handbags to people, virtual people. And the government got pissed at one point and they sued them. They stopped that because they were able to actually take money out of the game and sell handbags in the game. And at that point, we don't have any rules for that, so you better stop it because we want our cut for the handbag business. And so now everybody's looking at this new the metaverse by Facebook. And
you're saying there wasn't a virtual taxation structure in place?
No, and I don't think they could figure out how to do it at the time, so they just hit them with legal suits and lawsuits, and, you know, so you can make money in-game is the way they refer to that, Alan, but you couldn't take it out, right? Maybe you could figure out a way to hawk money on the outside. You go, okay, I got Second Life money, here we go. I'll trade you 10,000 in Second Life money for $100. Right. Okay. That sounds good. What can I get with $10,000? What can you get with $100 nowadays? A pack of Doritos is what, $10? Okay, I'm exaggerating by 100%, maybe. I don't know how. I don't know how much Doritos
not,
cost.
Not in Fredericksburg. You're not too far off.
Yeah, exaggerations. That's the thing. But I couldn't figure this whole Imagine thing out, and I've been chomping on that for. By 7 hours now. So it's good for me to get that off of my mind. But as we sit there and think about, these are seeds that they placed in our minds when we're young.
Well,
nowadays,
Steve, it's imagination in today's world. It's like if you sit down and you start to wonder about something, it's like all you have to do is get on your smartphone or your computer and you can type it in and you can learn anything you want to. There is no imagination, there is no wonder left in the world. That's one of the main problems.
I don't
know.
It's
like everyone assumes that they know everything or they can get access to know about everything, and there is very little wonder about anything left in this world.
I'm not sure I'm going to go along with you on that one, but you can find out information about subjects like that online, right? But before that, I'd go into libraries, books, right? But see, books were highly censored too growing up, because all the books that... So when I wanted to learn about something, you know, we had a neat thing where, you know, when I was a kid, my dad would bring me, or my stepdad would bring me over to a bookstore. And on the weekends, we'd go to a bookstore, and he'd look through books, and my sisters would look through books. And I started as a wee lad, right? 4 or 5 years old, we'd read the little comic books, you know, Tintin and the Adventures of whatever the hell, you know, all sorts of stuff, right? But as I got older, I started looking at the more how things go together type books, like what is an engine and how does that work? Books like How Things Work. So that kind of information has always been out there, right, Alan? And
Yeah. The
publishers controlled what you could print. That's kind of a big difference.
You know, it's kind of funny you're on this subject, Steve, because my mother came out here a few days ago, and she was sitting in here. She was brave enough to come inside, and she looks and she said, "All those books," she said, "have you read all of them?" I said, "Yes, at least once, most of them at least twice." And she said, "I never understood why people, you know, would buy books when you can go to the library." And I looked at her and I said, "Mom," I said, 90% of the books on my bookshelf over here, you're not going to find in a library because they don't want you knowing what this stuff tells you.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like secondary editors. Oh, my God. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. and our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
So here we fight.
We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, I was just talking about manipulation, mind control. What the hell? You know, Tavistock, just say the usual stuff. Edward Bernays, right? He's allegedly the one, and I only say allegedly because I don't really know, but everything points to him as being the father of manipulation. They call it marketing. Oh, go figure. And now we're inundated by marketing. I looked at a bag today. It was a disposable, reusable bag, right? It came from a grocery store, and it had all sorts of cute little writing about how, imagine, we're saving the damn world, you bad human, right? Didn't say that. It wouldn't say that. But anyways, marketers, they're everywhere. You know, everything has verbiage, right? Verbiage being letters and writing that tells you something about it, or lies, right? Lie through omission. Anyways, I really don't like marketers. And Alan's been reading a book. It's probably what pushes this to the front of my mind, or top of mind, how the media likes to tell you how to say that. But okay, the book is The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and it lives in my damn brain. I read the book when I was young. I've listened to the audio play on BBC, and I have listened or watched the BBC's version. And then there was a movie, and then there's my own. What the hell? It just keeps going. But in one scene in the BBC version, the human race ejected all the useless people, the executives, the marketing people. Oh, yeah. God, it was beautiful. And they crashed land.
The phone sanitizers and all the people. Go ahead.
And they land on a planet and they're restarting civilization. Sam, go ahead. That's our cue for the next one.
What about this wheel thing? They say it's a fascinating project.
Yeah, well, we are having a little difficulty there.
Oh. Yeah. Difficulty? It's the single simplest machine in the entire universe.
All right, Mr. Wise Guy, you're so clever. You tell us what color it should be.
What color should the wheel be? They hadn't figured out the quite form of a wheel. They had a concept about it, but yeah, it comes down to what color it is, and you can be. I don't know.
Steve, I know this is a kind of a deal buster, but that they sent this spaceship full of all the, like, the phone sanitizers and the hairdressers and everyone else, you know, who have no real relevance, you know, to any survival part of life. And they send them out in this spaceship, and they crash on this planet, and they try to start rebuilding civilization, and guess what it ends up being? It ends up being ancient Earth that they landed on, yeah. And that's what we're living in now.
They screwed up the monkeys.
Yeah.
Which is damn funny, right? You know, hey, you know, maybe he was right. I don't know. Anybody know anything about Scott Adams and, you know,
this book is so insane. If you've got a brain and you think about the nonsensical stuff that he's saying, it's just freaking hilarious. I mean, I read this book for enjoy. It's one of the few books that I have that I read that I laugh at almost every page.
Right. Well, most people's happiness revolved around trading little pieces of paper, right?
Yeah.
And you're going, what do you mean? Happiness revolves around trading pieces of paper? Yeah, it's called money. Call in if you have any comments, 1-800-313-9443. That's the 800 number. Use the regular number if you have unlimited minutes, but that one is 512-248-8252. Mind control and Scott Adams, that's interesting. Or just nonsense altogether. You can talk about whatever. I don't really care. You know. Also, last week, is this mind control? No. Yeah, maybe. Alan, I was talking to you about being surrounded by Porsches and BMWs. And then you reminded me that a Porsche looks like a BMW, looks like a Pinto or a Ford. They all look the same. There are all these bubble butt things. And you know, it's like, okay, it's a round, bubbly thing, but this one says Porsche. And it costs $70,000, $120,000, whatever. I guess, you know, they have a lot of little pieces of paper. The BMW might be a little bit cheaper, but probably not. And then, of course, you get down to your Ford. And, well, what do you think? A Ford's $40,000?
Steve, you know, it's like I've noticed this. It's like you come up behind a car and it looks like my mother's Ford Focus, you know? It's like, and you see the emblem, it's like a freaking Maserati or a Porsche or something else. It's like, so why aren't they making Ford Escorts look like Maseratis and Porsches used to look like, you know? It's like, I mean, you know, there's no difference in pressing a piece of steel into one particular body molding than another. Why did a Ford Escort always look like a cracker box on wheels, you know? But because that was the cheap economy one, you know? If you want to look cool, you pay a whole lot more money for the same process, you know, that you create a die and you stamp out a piece of stamped steel or now it's plastic. But, yeah, I mean, you know, what the hell?
Well, of course, that's Edward Bernays again. He's selling you, well, you're able
perceived coolness.
Yeah, you perceive that you're able to express your inner being externally. Blah, blah, blah. Republic of Texas Radio. Hang on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
All right, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Back in the 90s, I did a lot of work on, well, manufacturing companies, manufacturing circuit boards and computer thingamajiggers. And, well, I got a real, education while I was doing it, I guess. And it kind of comes down to that whole thing that we were just talking about, how the Porsches, the BMWs, and the Hondas, and the Fords, they're all kind of the same, right? They're all using the latest manufacturing technique, robots to spin weld, change the body to look like this, and then mold the plastic. They all buy the same crap from the same companies that make the same crap or offshoots or whatever. And so every once in a while, people go, I need something new that reflects me. Or maybe the crap that they bought last time just broke, right? If we're talking about cars, my God, how often do you see the decline of, automobiles? I was in the store the other day, and some guy was sitting there telling me his horrors about having to do a front wheel bearing on a car, and the dealership wanted to charge him $1,700 for a front wheel bearing. And he's going, why is that so expensive? And the service department just wrote it up, and it gets to the front desk lady, and she's like, oh, that's under warranty. That's free. That's a recall. You should have come in before. But I'm like, a wheel bearing? Really? $1,700? Oh, yeah. Now it's a special wheel bearing that's blah, 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 blah. I have no idea why, but it doesn't really matter. But manufacturing techniques is kind of where I'm going with that. In the computer world, they'd have to replace this equipment all the time. And then local regulations didn't like all the chemicals they were using to make computer PCB boards, right, and stuff like that to make chips. There's a lot of industrial waste. So what are you to do if you're a manufacturing plant? You have to make the latest and greatest. So, well, you don't shut down your plant and clean it all up and buy new machines. No, you move somewhere else, somewhere with less regulation. And do what? Build a whole new building, put all your new equipment in there, close down the other one. We did that in the 90s, right? We got rid of jobs in the 90s. The manufacturing stuff started going away. It's still going away. Tying into everything else, we've got this damn well, whatever union strike for the auto workers. Oh my God. Do you think that that was planned, Alan? That thing is just, I don't know. I haven't done a lot.
It's funny you're talking about this, Steve, because, you know, there's a commercial I see on television, and it's called everythingbreaks.com. And you can buy insurance for everything on your car. And I actually heard a guy the other day, I think he said it was like his rear backup camera went out and it was going to cost him $1,800 and it was free. And I'm like, the way I grew up, even backing up to a trailer, it's like you kind of knew what you were doing and you might miss once or twice and have to kick the trailer over. You weren't exactly on. And no, Steve, it's a freaking helpless world, you know? Steve, you know, every time I go out into society, I feel like a garden slug, and everyone and everything around me has a salt shaker in its hand. I drive into town, I see all the freaking cameras. I drive by someone's house, I see the Ring doorbells. I meet people, they've got a smartphone in their hand. To me, I'm a freaking garden slug, and it's like a salt shaker, and I shy away from it, which is why I pretty much don't ever leave my ranch, Steve. You talk about a changed world. I mean, my God.
Yeah, I get it. And, you know, those manufacturing plants, because like the auto workers strike, you know, they're striking on specific models of cars, right? They decided that, oh, they're going to be Broncos and the more SUV-styled things. And the repercussions have fallen down the line, shutting down parts manufacturers as well. And, you know, they're just walking around. Praise God that the writers are still on strike. Isn't that wonderful? You know, yeah, hopefully that'll be going on forever.
Except for people like my cousin's husband, who is now selling gold for like Genesis Gold Group or something because he can't produce movies anymore because the writers are on strike. But no, Steve, getting back to cars, it's like, you know, my mother's car, she said, well, there's this little hesitation when I hit the gas, you know. I'm like, well, all right, let me go out and check the automatic transmission fluid. I open the hood up, and I look, and I look, and I look, and I'm like, I can't find it. I call the Ford dealership. Oh, that's because it's not an automatic transmission. It's an automatic, electronically shifted manual transmission. I'm like, what? You know, it's like, it's just,
Sure.
You cannot work on your own vehicle anymore. You can't even check the transmission fluid because it's not an automatic transmission no more with a harmonic balancer and the little snail looking thing in there, you know. No, it's you have to go to a dealer, and if you attempt to do it yourself, you void your warranty.
Yeah, well, your warranty voids itself pretty damn quick, you know. Anyways, you know, these things are disposable. You know, so, you know, I've looked at that, right? I'm an old car buyer. I buy older cars and I fix them up and they cost money to fix. And if you fix them yourself, it's cheaper. Extremely cheaper. But if you were to buy a new car, and I'm perplexed sometimes when I see new car buyers. And I tried to do that at one point in my career or my life. Where I'm just going to buy a car and let somebody else fix it. And then I just kept throwing money at it. And it's like, oh, this is the same. Because I didn't want to work on cars. It's like, man, I would do enough fixing. But my point being, the newer cars aren't meant to, be fixed by us, right? In the computer industry, they have a thing that's called the right to repair. And actually, in the tractor world, the right to repair is flourishing as well. The tractors are worse than cars, Alan. Did you know that?
I know. Yes, I did. If you're a farmer with a $250,000 four-wheel drive tractor and it breaks down in the field, you better not even open the hood, otherwise you void your warranty. You have to call a serviceman out, and he'll come out, hook it up to a computer, and punch a button, and it was just a computer glitch, you know? It wasn't anything wrong with the engine or anything else. It was just a computer glitch. Because your tractor drives itself, you know?
Yeah, those things are crazy. I did some work for a tractor repair place, and I saw a whole bunch of those monsters sitting around. I'm going, whoa.
Okay. And I've got a 1948 Ford 8N tractor that I've still got the owner's manual that came with the tractor, And it's not a big, it tells you how to strip it down to the crankshaft and change out the crankshaft bearings with a flathead screwdriver and an 11/16 inch wrench, you know. But it tells you exactly how to do it, and it's simple. Anyone could do it if you can read.
Yeah, pretty much, but hey, that's where they make their money. And, what are you going to do? Just don't buy that tractor. You know, it's funny. When I moved out here, I really didn't know anything about tractoring or plowing fields or anything like that. We didn't have fields where I came from. The closest thing were orchards in my youth. I watched the tractors, plow the fields every once in a while with those little bent thingies, and they just kind of plowed rows, and then you watch people go through and plant everything. That's all I saw. And then I get out here to Texas, and there's like, okay, you got lawnmowers on the back of your tractors with big old blades that spin around, and PTOs and different kind of things for baling and doing all sorts of stuff. But most of those things can be done with your, what is it, an 8N, Alan, your old Ford? Or is it a 4N? Yeah. 8N. Yeah, it's kind of like amazing. And it's a little four-cylinder tractor, right, with a carburetor. A simple carburetor, a little downdraft carburetor with a float. And, well, it doesn't really have a body. It's kind of like the engine connects to the transmission, which is also the axle. So it's two pieces, pretty much, the block and the transmission axle assembly. Yeah.
If your lift arms aren't working right, the actual owner's manual tells you, it's like, take off the side plate, stick your hand into the tractor while it's running, while the pump is running, and don't stick your fingers into it. It says reach over it and see if you can feel any blow by. You know, is a side plate on the hydraulic pump blown out or something? You know, it actually tells you, it's like, don't just stick your hand in there and shove it down into the pistons, because you're going to lose your fingers. You know?
Yeah, it's amazing, that little manual, and I have read through it. Right, that little manual is just like 4 inches, 5 inches by 8, maybe.
Yeah,
it's a little tiny thing, and it'll tell you how to take apart your engine.
And
transmission. Oh, so that was simple, right? But see, what we're talking about here is, if we designed a car, you and me, Alan, if we designed a car or a vehicle of some sort, we'd want it A, to be easy to work on, right? First, and replaceable parts. Right, easy to replace, easy to manufacture. We want things like air conditioning. That's fine. It does get 100 and something degrees, and we want a little bit of comfort. But I don't know. I think they just gotten too complicated, and to the point where, you know, the advertisers are coming into cars now. You know, all the advertising agencies are looking at monetizing the inside of the cockpit. Right, and so it's going to be putting commercials on, and it'll have, well, feeds and agreements.
A 13-inch touchpad screen right in between the, you know, where your you know, where all your gauges used to be in your radio. It's got a 13-inch touchpad screen now. Yeah,
it'll do all that stuff for you, because you might want to know about something. Right, because they're gonna get better at that. They're gonna figure out what you want, because they're gonna have more touch spaces. You know, I hear this one commercial that's on a commercial radio.
People don't even know how to change a tire anymore, because a lot of cars, from what I understand in today's world, don't even come with a spare tire anymore.
Hmm. Yeah, I haven't seen one of those, but I totally believe you. It takes up too much weight, too much space, and people don't know how to do that. You know, an oil change now is $50, and I'm like, really? Huh. But the oil is all synthetic, and, well, I don't know. Don't want to go down the tear on cars and everything, but I think we just did. But the automotive people are on strike, right? And they're tearing down the world, and they're on strike. Right, because what? Because they want more money. Got it. You want more money. So do I, right? Because, well, the government exists. And they're, well, giving money away. To who? To Ukraine, right? They're not giving it to you or me. They're giving it to Ukraine. Why Ukraine, right? Because they're the good guys. Really? They're, okay, whatever. We don't want to get down
that
rabbit
trail. That's where the Ashkenazis come from, Steve.
Yeah.
Real. The Chabad Lubavitchers are over there. We gotta keep them safe.
See, I if I touch any subject, we could go off in any direction on that.
I'm going to stick to marketing. Several directions. Anything we talk about, I can go off on several directions, Steve.
But it was funny, that little twinker, Zelensky, right? You know, watching his rise to power from 2016 when the U.S. did its little overthrow of the Kiev government, Ukrainian government, whatever. Zelensky comes in, the little puppet. But the year that the war started, right? Remember when the Russians invaded, 2021?
Steve, but before he became president, he already made his fame. Him and a friend of his played the piano with their penises.
I know. But now... I saw that video years before he became president. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm still talking about marketing. And as soon as Zelensky, as soon as the war started, he went to wearing a T-shirt all over the place. And lo and behold, every clothing store out there had a T-shirt in Zelensky green. Was that a coincidence? They just do just in time, you know. Look, it's got a Zelensky on it. I don't know. Hold on. Let's go to the phone real quick. We'll see if Dave and the Thumb can bring us back into orbit. How are you doing there, Dave?
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that. That's high expectations, man. That Edwin Mayonnaise really made a mess out of things, didn't he?
It's pretty crazy. You can see him everywhere in your house.
Yeah, it's pretty sick, actually. And that old Vlad Zelensky, he's a piece of work, too. Are we allowed to say faggot on the radio?
I don't know. Probably.
In my world, because a faggot is just a piece of wood. A fag is a cigarette.
Right. Mm.
Okay. He's a cigarette.
Anyways, yeah, he's a cigarette, all right. He's a backdoor cigarette. I like to talk about that 48 8N you got there, Alan. I got a 49 8N. Mine's an 8-speed. How many speeds you got on that thing?
3 forward, 1 reverse.
Okay. I got 4 low and 4 high.
Yeah.
And it's a beast. This thing is a beast. Plus reverse. It only has 1 reverse, though. But yeah, Henry Ford was incredible. Those tractors are, it's incredible that something that old, you know, mine's never been gone through and it's still, you know, still running.
Let me ask you this. If you go out and it doesn't start, it's like, okay, you get some starting fluid, you spray it into the intake, and you crank it over. If it doesn't start with starting fluid, it's like you take the distributor off the front of the engine and you switch out the condenser, and generally it'll start again.
There's only
two things why that engine won't start. It's either the carburetor and your fuel, or it's a condenser, you know, or the points in the distributor.
Right. Usually, if there's no gas, it won't start. Right.
Or
I've had that happen a few times.
That's why I said you spray some starting fluid into it, and if it's still sucking through the carburetor, if the carburetor isn't clogged up, you know, it'll start up, and so it's like, well, it's my carburetor, so you take your carburetor off. Very simple. You take two bolts loose and the carburetor drops off and you clean everything out, stick it back on, and the damn thing will start right up.
Right. And it also has a reserve in the gas tank. All you got to do is open up that petcock all the way and you're back to the barn filling it up, right?
There you go.
Yep, heading back. Well, hang on there. We're going to the break. Republic of Texas Radio. When it does, I know it's on its way.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, Dave and the Thumbs on the line. We were talking tractors a little bit, but yeah, there's a lot of those 8Ms sitting around Fredericksburg. It's amazing. It's one of those Etowaki vehicles that'll probably be here when everything else is gone, running on something like distilled alcohol or wood gas even. You know, what I'm kind of thinking in the future. How about you, Dave?
Yeah, I think they'll be around a lot longer. You know, I still got the original fire. Huh?
Hey, do you think they'll make 200 years?
Well, like Dr. Wallace says, 200 years is not enough.
Hey, you know, I kind of like the KISS principle. Keep it simple, stupid. Why the hell did everything have to get more advanced, you know, to where you couldn't do anything
Edward
on your own,
Bernays.
You know?
Edward?
You know, yeah, why just keep it simple.
Everything had to have a shelf life, so we had to buy more and more and more and fill the dumps, you know, with our dump. You know, that tractor still has the original tires on it. So, you know, where do you buy tires today that last 70 freaking years, you know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that's great.
Unbelievable. But look, Steve, you said you and Alan are going to make a vehicle. Don't make no vehicles. You know, the motor code calls it a motor vehicle. All these electric cars, they're called EVs, and they actually are a motor vehicle. And that's why I think they're going to try and force that crap on us. So now the book that they wrote for motor vehicles will actually make sense.
Create a conveyance, right? Just live like the Amish. Well, yeah. I'm riding in a horse and buggy. It's a conveyance. It's not a vehicle.
Oh, they're going after the Amish, too, because they're off-grid.
I know.
They really do. Yep.
It's all there.
You got to watch that documentary, Seeds of Death, and then Farmageddon. Put that on your list to read. You probably saw it before, but re-watch them and then try to share it with people because, you know, we are at a great awakening. And if people get that, you know, through their heads that this government isn't there to protect us, just like John Lennon in that song Imagine. I heard a guy recently say that several years before Lennon died, he broke up with Yoko. And he hooked up with this young gal, she worked for Yoko, she was a cleaner or something. And they went to California, and he was gone a couple of years, and they came back to New York, and Yoko contacted him, and she wanted to give him a parting gift, and so they got back together, and the next time anybody saw him, they said he looked like a zombie, and they were back together, and they broke that. You know, he broke up with that other gal, and he was dead shortly after that. So, pretty crazy.
It is crazy.
But that song is about communism. It's like Klaus Edelschwab wrote it.
Yeah, it's definitely. I don't know. Is it communism?
You know, This comes back to Bernays and propaganda, you know, Tavistock Institute, you know, the corporate America, we're a corporatocracy, we're an oligarchy, you know, there are several names you can give it, you know, a communitarian society.
Various
names.
I
gotta go,
guys. Thanks for calling in, Dave. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Have a great
All right. Hey, Bob in Colorado, hang on there. We're going to do the top of the hour break and we'll be right back.
Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.